From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio today and continue our study on why read the Bible. And I've been quite concerned about this particular study. Number one, because of thinking that many folks who listen, perhaps even you, are saying, well, that's not too deep of a study, Pastor Gary. Why read the Bible? I know I should read the Bible. So why don't you give us something to chew on? Well, that's my concern. That's my number one concern about this study. And believe you me, I've been praying about that as we've been working our way down through it now on this 10th study in the series. I recognize it's very basic, but I also recognize that it is something that's needed simply because of the fact that many Christians really don't read the Bible. Let me just ask you, how much time have you spent reading the Word of God today, this week, this month? Now, I know that there will be some of you who will say, I have spent hours reading the Word of God. I've even spent an hour reading the Word of God today. And I rejoice with you, and I praise God for you. But I also know that there are others listening to me right now, as Christians now, who, if they were honest, would say, oh, Pastor Gary, I haven't really read the Bible in a long time. And, you know, I've been pastoring for over 45 years. I was telling somebody the other day that there are not too many excuses that can be given to me right now that I've never heard before. Excuses for not reading the Bible, excuses for not serving the Lord, excuses for not going to church, and I could go on and on and on. But one of the things that I do know, because as a pastor, many people down through the years have been very honest with me in saying, look, I've had a hard time, Pastor, reading the Bible. I've had a hard time understanding the Bible. I've had a hard time finding a time to read the Bible. So I know that there are many Christians who don't read the Word of God, and yet the Bible is designed by God for us to read it. By reading it, we'll get to know who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. If we don't read it, we're going to miss out on all three of those things. And before you know it, even as a Christian, we'll begin to do that which is right in our own eyes. And God cannot bless that. In fact, that will lead to sin. Anytime we do that which is right in our own eyes, apart from what does the Bible teach us, and apart from what does the Bible say, then that is a sinful act. And many Christians are living in deep sin today because they've not been spending time in the Bible. I trust that you'll take that as an encouragement. I trust that you'll take that as a warning in your own life. Every day that you or I are not in the Word of God is one day, another day in our lives that we will become spiritually weakened. Admit that. Recognize that. Read the Word of God. And so far, we've studied the fact that we should read the Bible to learn about salvation. We should read the Bible to grow in the Lord. We should read the Bible to build our faith. We should read the Bible to succeed spiritually. We should read the Bible because it is eternal. We should read the Bible because it will change our lives for the good. We should read the Bible to be fruitful for God. We should read the Bible to be blessed of God. And Yesterday, we noted that we should read the Bible to know the truth of God because God's word is truth. Today, we conclude our series. And by the way, I could teach on another 20 reasons why read the Bible. And I would encourage you to conduct your own study beyond these 10 that I've given you in this series on why read the Bible. But the 10th point I'm sharing with you as we conclude the series today is this: read the Bible to receive the joy of the Lord. Read the Bible to receive the joy of the Lord. Have you noticed how many Christians there are walking around without joy? Have you noticed how many Christians are walking around with a bitter, bad attitude, particularly in these days in which we live? It's easy to get a bitter, bad attitude. Yes, there are many Christians who are not experiencing the joy of the Lord. Now, remember that the joy of the Lord is not based on circumstances. Joy is not based on circumstances. Happiness is based on circumstances. If everything's going my way, I'm happy. But you see, most of the time, everything does not go my way, and that's the same case with you. And so we're not happy. But even when things aren't going our way, we can still be joyful, because even though happiness is based upon circumstances, joy is not. Joy is based upon being right with the Lord, and then whatever the circumstances are, the good, bad, or the indifference, we are still joyful. But there are a lot of Christians today who are not happy, nor are they joyful, because they are not in the Word of God. Remember Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16. Jeremiah was speaking, and he says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me," here it is, "the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." This again is one of those wow verses of Scripture. First of all, Jeremiah said, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them." And as that applies to us, where do we find the Word of God? In the Bible. When we pick up the Bible and read it, we are reminded that every bit of it is the Word of God. What does it mean to eat the words of God? Well, obviously, it doesn't mean to tear the paper out of the Bible and read it, but it means to meditate upon it, to digest it, to nourish it, to make it a part of your life. The reason why physical food helps us physically is because we eat it and then digest it, and it becomes a part of our system, and it strengthens us physically. Well, when we read the Word of God, and that's where the Word of God's found, that's where the Bible's found, it's in the Word of God. When we read the Bible, that's God's Word. When we read the Word of God and then meditate upon the Word of God, it blesses us. It strengthens us. It brings joy and rejoicing to our heart. That's why we need to be in it. And I could share many reasons why it is true that reading the Word of God brings joy and rejoicing to our heart. But look at the last part of verse 16 of Jeremiah 15, where Jeremiah said, "For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." Jeremiah found joy and rejoicing in God's word, and we will too. But the ultimate reason why Jeremiah found joy and rejoicing is because God's word reminded him that he is called by God's name. And that meant that he had a great relationship with God. And through that great relationship with God, God was always going to take care of him. And that brought joy and rejoicing. Now, as that relates to you and to me, those of us who know Jesus Christ in this dispensation of the church age, through faith in Jesus Christ, we are called by God's name, are we not? We are called Christian, Christ in us. We are a part of the family of God. We are a part of the body of Christ through faith in Jesus Christ. All right? If you're saved, You are a Christian. You are called by God's name because you are a child of God. And focusing on that, that the Word of God teaches over and over and over again, is going to bring into your life that joy and rejoicing, that joy and rejoicing, reminding you that no matter what the circumstances are, you still are a child of God. You still are called by the Lord's name. And you can still say, Abba Father, Daddy Father, when talking to our God, our Father God in heaven. Now, apart from being in the Word of God, you're going to miss out on a lot of joy and rejoicing. Apart from being in the Word of God, you're going to miss out on all the reminded benefits of what it is to be a child of God. Without being in the Word of God, you're going to be missing out on all the great teachings that the Bible gives about how God takes care of His own. Without being in the Word of God, you will miss out on joy. And the thought of rejoicing, well, that's not going to be in your life at all. So read the Bible. Study the Bible. Obey the Bible. It is the Word of God. And it will bring into you a joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. Well, I trust this series, this 10-day series, has been an encouragement to you and has helped you to be more challenged about reading the Bible on a regular basis so that you might grow in the things of the Lord. Well, I trust that you have a great weekend and that you'll go to church on Sunday. And then join us again Monday when we'll have another study on the Living Truth broadcast in the Word of God. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.